In the studio, Maria Moldauer just into the studio, and Mighty Mike Shermer with her. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning. Let's see. Are we, can I hear you?
How we sounding?
Can you hear me?
I think we can hear you.
All right. That's great.
Maria, welcome. It's wonderful to have you here.
All right. Well, it's nice to finally be here. It was quite the Mr. Toad's ride to get here. But I'm cool now.
Great. And you're in town because tonight you're playing at Don Quixote's. Is that right?
Yeah. Tonight at 8. And myself and Mike Shermer and the rest of the Red Hot Louisiana band are going to be playing. It's a fairly new club. We've never played there before, but we hear it's got great food and great place to dance, so we're very much looking forward to it.
Yeah, it is. It is a great place, and we get a lot of great people coming through playing Don Quixote's. And tomorrow, Monterey Live, is that correct?
That's right. Yeah, another club we've never played before. So
yeah, good stuff. And those shows we believe start at 8 tonight. So if you want to check that out, Don Quixote's tonight, Maria Moldauer, and Santa Cruz's own Mighty Mike Shermer will be with her. Maria, you've got a new album out?
Yes, I do. It's the sequel to one that came out a few years ago called Richland Woman Blues, and it's also an album that pays tribute to the great blues legends that so deeply influenced and inspired so many of us, and it's called Sweet Lovin' Old Soul.
And those are mostly women.
Pardon?
Weren't they mostly women?
Well, there's plenty of good men, too, you know, but on this one, I do feature another ex-native of Santa Cruz, Del Rey,
who's a fabulous
guitar player. We met a few years ago and discovered we both shared a deep passion for the music and the work of Memphis Minnie. And so Del Rey's playing about 6 Memphis Minnie cuts with me on this new record, along with her partner Steve James. But Taj Mahal's on it, Alvin Youngbloodheart, Tracy Nelson, a lot of great people that helped me out with it.
Yeah, that's great. I saw your show a few months ago, maybe a couple, weeks fly by, but at Kumbwa.
Yeah.
Not that long ago, and it was great. Wonderful.
Thank you. And
we'll be hearing it again tonight. So would you like to, we've only got probably 12 minutes here, 10 minutes, something like that. So would you like to play something for us?
Well, yeah.
Are you ready?
We're as ready as we're going to be in this
okay.
time. But we'll start with one that I do with Mighty Mike Shermer. That was from the first album, and it's a duet that Memphis Minnie did with her guitar playing husband, Kansas Joe McCoy, and Mighty Mike will play the part of Kansas Joe on this one.
And you look like Kansas Joe over there,
yeah,
Mike, I have to say.
It's about a young woman who allows herself to be sweet talked by a silver tongued devil into leaving her home and taking her off on a wild misadventure, but Memphis Minnie knows better. She says, "The hell with this mess, I'm going back home." At my ease, now you got me here, you're trying to mistreat me. I'm going back home, I'm going back home, I'm going back home. When I get better care,
oh mercy dear, you caused my heart dread along till we should part. I learned to love you more than all the rest. Now you leaving me and wrecking my happiness.
Oh, yeah.
Oh honey baby, Mama, please don't go.
You oughta told me that 2-3 weeks ago. When you had your money, thought you wouldn't get broke. I'm going back home, Lord, I'm going back home. I'm going back home where I know I get better care.
Woo! I count the hours that you're gone. Think of you, wish you'd come on back home. Oh, mercy, dear, don't you know? Honey, baby, you know I love you so.
Oh, yeah.
Honey, baby, Mama, please don't go.
I got something to tell you, know it's gonna break your heart. We've been together for a while, but now it's time to part. I'm going back home, Lord, I'm going back home. Well, I'm going back home where I know I'd get better care.
My lonesome heart will shake with fear. Every hour that you're not here, let every hour represent itself. I'm not at ease with anyone else.
Oh, that's what
honey,
say,
baby. Mama, please don't go.
Look, I told you once, I told you twice. You don't mind, you're gonna lose your life. I'm going back home.
Don't go, baby.
Lord, you know I'm going back home. Well, I'm going back home where I know I get better care.
Now listen, baby, I hung along for you evermore. I'm begging you, baby, please don't go. I'll tell you this, ain't gonna lie. The day you leave me is the day you die.
Now, wait
a honey,
minute.
Baby. Mama, please don't go.
You take me home right now, you hear me? Come on. Oh, don't leave me halfway home. Take me all the way home.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was great. And on the album, Sweet Love and Old Soul, you're joined on that that cut by Tracy Nelson, isn't that?
No, no, that's Alvin Youngbloodheart.
Oh, I got the wrong one. You know, I'm
he
looking at the wrong
Memphis,
one here.
He lives in Memphis, so he never would have made this gig on time.
Great stuff. Really great stuff. So, anything else you want to mention about the new album?
I just want to mention that it's an album I'm very proud of. I had a lot of great help on it. We're going to do a lot of the tunes from it tonight. And if you have time, I've got our wonderful drummer, Dave Tucker, who would like to play the part of Kansas Joe on the next song that is actually on this album.
And which one is, which
song
is
called,
that?
It's called What's the Matter, Mama? You Put My Clothes Outdoors. These songs were always, that's what I love about Memphis Minnie. Her songs were always about real, very real life, nitty gritty situations. And even though they were written years ago, this is a situation that's happened to many a couple.
We can all relate.
Where the guy comes home and there's all his stuff out on the porch and out on the lawn.
The part of
Kansas Joe on this song will be played by also a native of Santa Cruz, Dave Tucker, our drummer.
Can you hear that?
Let's see. I think we can.
I'm sure you can.
Want to get a little closer?
Yeah. You're just kind of in the background there, but.
That's right.
Okay. The staging here, folks, you should see it.
What's the matter, Mama? You put my clothes outdoors. What's the matter, Mama? You put my clothes outdoors.
Well, you know. That I don't want you no more.
Snow is falling, wind begin to blow. Snow is falling, wind begin to blow.
Well, that's the way, pretty papa, I intend for you to go.
Let me warm my hands. Let me in, Mom. Just let me warm my hands.
Well, I wouldn't mind accommodating you, but I just found me another man.
That's all right, Mama. That's all right for you. That's all right, Mama. That's all right for you.
Well, you can just go head on. I ain't got nothing left for you to do. Yeah.
One early morning, I bid you fairly well. Fare thee well.
back here, you're gonna catch one taste of hell. Oh, go on out of here now, don't let me catch you around here no more.
That's great stuff. Now, I happened to read somewhere that you actually visited the gravesite of Memphis Minnie. Is that you?
Yeah, I did. That was sort of the beginning of the inspiration for me doing these two albums. And I have a third one that's in the can that'll be starting to be mixed very soon called Naughty Body in Blue, in which I pay tribute to all the great women in the classic blues era, which were not so much rural blues, but like Bessie Smith, Ma Rainey, Sippy Wallace, Victoria Spivey. They were the more kind of uptown, dressed up in beaded gowns, and they didn't just have guitar players backing them up, but a whole little jazz band, often people like, you know, Louis Armstrong and so forth. So they kind of stood at the crossroads where jazz and blues intersected, and they were among our first pop stars. They sold in the millions of records, even back in the 20s when people, you know, didn't have much money and stuff was just out on little 78s. But they're still a big influence and an inspiration, and I consider all these blues artists of some very important cultural elders of our American culture. And I'm doing my little part to keep this music alive with the help of these guys, Mighty Mike Shermer, Dave Tucker, and Chris Burns, who are all going to be playing with me tonight at Don Quixote's at 8 o'clock.
At 8 o'clock. Well, there you go. You have your homework assignment for tonight. That's where you'll be. And tomorrow night at Monterey Live.
Yeah.
At 8 o'clock also.
Yeah.
Great. Well, Maria, thank you so much for making that long haul down from Mill Valley.
Oh, it was worth it. if we get a few people of your listeners to come out and hear all this good music tonight, it will be well worth it. We appreciate the way you support this kind of music.
Our pleasure. And Mighty Mike Shermer, Dave Tucker, thanks for joining us today.
All right,
Maria, thank you. Coming up in just a couple minutes here, no direct